He doesn't see any likelihood. He doesn't see any fascist force. I think it's a reasonable assumption. I've heard it. I wanted to hear it from the Russian point of view, though. Because they've known what it is to see socialist governments go down. But he said there's no fascist force here to take over. If it were a fall, it would be a quasi kind of capitalist government, but it would not be a torturous type of fascism anyway. Okay, let's again take the vote. Those who want relationships but the privilege to live apart. Until what? Until the child's born or until after? Until pregnancy? Do you want to impose that? What? It's going on 3 o'clock in the morning. If you can simplify this goddamn thing for me, I would like to... I got 14 hands. If I let every one of you talk, I will not be able to possibly get up with this Russian tomorrow. Do you want to include that? How many here that voted for the change want to include the one clause of when you're pregnant, then you will come together? Well, obviously, if they come together, they will be. Oh, yes, they should have a responsibility for a child, yes. Oh, Lord. I don't know how you're going to control this. I really don't know. Take a master mathematician. I'm toying with liberalism. I don't see how in the hell we can do it. It's wonderful to talk about in theory, but I don't know how in the hell in practice we're going to be able to enforce it. Good, good.
Also, you know that people are going to vote every time, so it might be better to wait for people to think about and vote against another time.
Let's take one more. I shall put the one. How many of you again said you want to put the clause of pregnancy in? I think the majority of you that said that. The ones that voted for it. But you then come together because I don't see... It'll be a bunch of malarkey. Okay, then how many want the relationship changed, altered only to the degree that you can live apart until pregnancy? Well, what the hell? You people got less votes this time than you did the last time. Anybody that's in a relationship, out of a relationship, anybody that's sexually interested and can function. How many again voting for the change? Let's hear again. Hold your hand up, please. I have to count these hands. Okay, now 52. How many are opposed? I didn't vote. I didn't count you, Leon.
No, I protest against that kind of vote. I didn't count to another brother back there.
77-52. And a whole lot of folk, I guess, are over the hill. Okay, that's where it stands for now. We will enforce the present law. That's fine. 6 months if we're here or wherever we are. if they do it in the ethereal plane, we'll vote there probably. All right, now that's it. I don't want to discuss this shit no more if I don't have to. It's going on 3 o'clock.
Have we decided what Bruce is going to do? Is Bruce so...
Decided what he's going to do?
Well, I just want to know what Bruce is going to do. I want to know what he's going to do
about Karen.
I thought
you said
he
and Karen were going to be in...
Okay, that's what I want to do.
In a relationship.
Understand that. Treat her right.
Is that right? You two going in a relationship? Knowing that this is over, is that what you want to do? You don't want to do it. Well, what do you want to do?
Just be by myself.
Hmm?
Be by myself.
How long, son? Because you see, you got something started here, and that's always the way we've done it. You got something started, you stay with it. Now, if you're going to be by yourself, you'll have to be cold, barren ass by yourself for 6 months. Is that, you know what you're talking about?
Yes, Dad.
I don't think you do.
Right, I think she has something to say about this too.
I don't want a relationship with Bruce, no.
Nothing. Doesn't accomplish a thing. Hmm?
What'd you say? What'd you say?
Do you wish to, what kind of a relationship are you having? Talking? What is the term of the relationship? I don't want to have this thing reviewed over and again. Yes, what is the terms of what you want to do with him, and how do you want him to treat you, and so forth, so we have it understood, and if he understands it, so we can go out of here with the major piece on this subject.
There's nothing there. I mean, it's just over. I mean, he doesn't have anything to say to me. That's it.
Do you accept that?
Yes, Dad.
Now, we wish to, she freed him. Do we wish to bind him to any period of time? You wish to bind him to any period of time? There's no relationship. Of course, I don't know what else she'd say when you tell her you don't want her.
Yeah, I mean, if I were Karen, I wouldn't want you either after you've stood here for 15 minutes saying you didn't want her.
She told me before many times that she didn't want me, Dad.
Who, Karen?
Yes, Dad. That she... Yes, she
said. Well, I don't know what you guys are doing. Yeah. Okay, they neither one want each other. Do you want to bind him to any period of time at all? That's what I want to hear from the body. I don't give a continental shit about this at this juncture. I give a continental shit about you, but I don't give a continental shit if you take up with a giraffe tomorrow.
I think they should be bound, I think for 3 months, neither one of them should even think about a relationship with someone else.
I don't know how you can take a guy from where he's at and put him in 3 months like that. If he can make that miracle swing, I'll take my hat off that I don't have. Where he's been hung up with a woman as a mother figure and then tighten him to 3 months, if he lives with it, that'll be tremendous. But that's where I say you're setting expectations beyond what I would have called ordinary reality. Because I can see him searching. He'll go back to search with her, and it seems obvious it's over. And that's why I want to understand it. Because if I've got you pegged right, you're not up to what you're intellectually saying emotionally. You lean too heavily on a sister. And that's why I want to understand, does she want to talk to you? Does she want to be any kind of relationship with him at all? What do you want to be, hello and goodbye? Is that what you want?
No, he don't even have to say that. I want to say, I know you're right. I know you're right, Dad. And probably he should be, shouldn't be held to that. But I hope that the sisters in here realize that if we're going to have be able to help Bruce, that they don't allow him to use them. And that's what you've been doing. You've been using them.
And some dumb other sister will be under him if he don't have the sense and integrity to do better with himself. Be some other woman back in a sick goddamn game. And that's why, Bruce, you'll have to make the difference. I do not trust these females either. I'm going to tell you. And I better see the bitch show some strength. And I'd like to see it out of you. I'd like to see the man take the initiative for once. But the 3 month business, I'm not wanting to torture him. And I don't think he's emotional after going 3 months without companionship. He's just jumped from childhood.
Yeah, I think I do need to stay by myself because I have had a lady ever since I was 12 or 13. Ever since then, all the time.
That's fine, son, if you want to do it. And you'll be a greater man if you do it. And we could then depend upon you at every post if you achieve it. But these people are prepared to put you under a vote like that. And I don't think that the vote is realistic expectations. I'll be glad to be proven wrong.
I really think that, you know, I admire you for saying that. And I think the sisters in here have a duty to help him emancipate himself. And I don't want to see any of you chasing him.
No. Do you want to make it? What is the penalty?
Well, somebody help me with the penalty.
What is the penalty if they do? And it'll still rest with you. How much of it goes on. If I don't trust some of these women, I didn't think they got enough gray matter between their heads. They don't deserve the title of woman. They've been oppressed. They've seen women suffer. They don't deserve it. You damn simple-ass bitches can't even stay awake, some of you. You better not square ass in on him, because I'm going to nail you if you contribute to his delinquency.
That's right. Because
y'all have been nailed a long time ago.
I'll help you nail him, Dad.
Because his best was retarded. Potential was completely submerged. Okay. All right, now you make your vote. I don't give a damn how you vote. He feels he ought to live without a sister? Right, fine. But do you want to set it for how long? You make this statement.
3 months.
Hmm?
3 months.
You want to go? You feel you're up to that?
Yes, sir. Whatever the punishment. Learning crew. Learning crew, the box, whatever. Yeah, I mean.
Will you do us the honor to mention it if you feel you can't live with it?
I don't understand.
Will you come back?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes. Because I'd like to see somebody live up to their word, or at least counsel to it, you know. I'd appreciate that. All right.
Unless anybody else
feels, I think there's some. I don't think there's any merit for learning in the case. Mm-hmm. Where does he live? I don't know.
What about his?
Like, what are you laughing, snicking about, fool?
We've got to make arrangements.
You think it's big fun, do you?
Tonight.
Who ever laughed like that? Don't take joy in other people's sorrow. You're a piss poor socialist when you do. Fine. Learn when to laugh, you know, and when not to. I would like to have my special people keep this learning crew records and work with Tom. I am willing to stay on supervised, although I feel my judgments are poor. I am trying to learn from Tom how to handle situations better. I am trying to learn to be less defensive. Please advise Penny. Yeah?
Taking it verbally, and I handed it to Ava. So she's up there, and she's going to keep on doing what she's doing.
Well, then tell her she's going to keep on doing what you're going to do.
Is that it?
I hope so.
I hope so, too. Now, hold it. We're going to have to go till, they can't get up before 9 o'clock, for Christ's sakes, at this rate. He's getting up at 9:30. His breakfast will be at 9:30. The Brav, the great hero of the liberation. 9 o'clock is the first up. Hey? 10 o'clock.
The rotation at 3.
I didn't hear you. Oh, in the afternoon. I think the program ought to be in the afternoon and the socialist classes at night. Some Russian films. He left those Russian films. He's going to leave those films with us? Sharon, you know anything about that? Oh, he sure as hell can't expect us to do it tomorrow night.
Okay.
And get them back to him. Okay. Okay.
Another thing. Could I please, if
at
9...
Is that all right now, everybody? 9, 6 o'clock people to 9. The 7 o'clock people, 10.
Say this. We cannot wait.
Hold it. That'd be 3:30. Right?
But the nursery people...
Everybody will be on the field by 10:30?
Yes.
We cannot leave the night crew in that nursery and wait for the day crew to come on at 10 o'clock. It cannot be done. We'll not... For one thing, those babies won't wait to be fed and so forth. So I would like for the nursery crew to move in there in the back, and some of you come on earlier tomorrow. Well, you'll work that out, right? Okay, thank you.
Please, at this hour, what is it? What did you say? Keep production, I do. They go to where they get up at, they what? Some at 9, they get up at 9, and then some get up at 10, isn't it? What's that? Well, you better stay in that bed. You better stay in that bed. And don't bother people. You better stay in that bed. You fogified people, young and old. You better stay in a bed. What? I didn't clear no laundry workers. Same time. So don't start no lot of excitement and confusion. Everybody, it's 9:30. I mean, no, 9 o'clock and 10, and then off till 3:30. We'll go to 3:30. We'll tell him, Russian tomorrow, we're putting in just a special day for production. We want to do it because our production goals were down, right? But normally we don't. What's that? James says it needs 25, we need 25 buckets to offload the fish. I had 175 buckets. How many got a bucket? Will you get the bucket in here? In the morning, when they need him right now? What's that? All of you go and get your buckets and bring them back after you've told 3 miracles that's important. You've got to bring the buckets back to the radio office.